happening now.
What's the matter, son? That lightning scare you?
No, it wasn't that. Didn't you go to the hospital?
Oh, why, no. We've been sleeping. There's nothing to be afraid of. Oh, now, what's wrong?
It was horrible. I thought they'd done something awful to you. They're green. They had a ray gun. And the fence was gone.
What fence?
Across the sand pit.
Well, let's go out and have a look at it.
It's back now.
Well, if it's back and we're the same, then you were dreaming, son.
I guess so, only...
Thank you.
Millions of people are at risk of going blind and do not know it.
Science has studied Mars, the only planet where life may exist. Now the screen creates for you the fascinating, frightening spectacle of the first flight to Mars. Hurtling through the universe, rocketing toward terrifying dangers.
Good heavens, we're heading right into it. This could destroy us. We'll have to get out of here.
On toward Mars, with disaster threatening at every moment. Human emotions caught up in the terrific tension of the flight. Here is the suspense, the surprise, drama of the unknown. Flight to Mars.
We have been expecting you.
Crooked smile and a heart-shaped face. Comes from the West Country where the birds sing bass. Got a house, big heart, where we all live and plead and counsel and forgive. Her widow's peak, her lips I've kissed. Glove of bones at her wrist. I've held in my hand her hippie mom and her sad old man. Godly body in its 14 stations. I have embraced her palpitations. Her unborn baby crying, mummy. Against the rubble of her body. Her lovely little eyes I've sipped. Her fingernails all pink and chipped. Her accent, which I'm told is broad, that I have heard it has been poured into my human heart and filled me with love up to the brim and killed me and rebuilt me back in you with something to look forward to. Who can ask much more than that? West Country girl with a big fat cat who looks into her eyes of green and meows, he loves you, then meows again.
That was a song called West Country Girl. It is a love song. It began in its innocence as a poem written about 2 years ago in Australia where the sun shines. I wrote it with my heart in my mouth, detailing in list form the physical details that drew me toward a particular person, the West Country Girl. It set forth my own personal criteria of beauty, my own particular truth about beauty, as angular, cruel, and impoverished as it probably was. It was a list of things I loved, and in truth, a wretched exercise in flattery designed to win the girl. And it worked. And it didn't work. But the peculiar magic of the love song, if it has the heart to do it, is that it endures where the object of the song does not. It attaches itself to you, and together you move through time. But it does more than that. For just as it is our task to move forward, to cast off our past, to change and to grow, in order to forgive ourselves and each other, the love song holds within it an eerie intelligence all of its own, to reinvent the past and to dump it at the feet of the present. West Country Girl began in innocence and in sunshine as a simple poem about a girl. But it has done what all true love songs must do in order to survive. It has demanded the right to its own identity, its own life, its own truth. I have seen it grow and mutate with time. It presents itself now as a cautionary tale, as a list of ingredients in a witch's brew. It reads as a coroner's report, or a message on a sandwich board worn by a wild-eyed man that states, "The end of the world is at hand."
Change. In fact, one of the most important things that we're going to do in program three is talk about how you can change the set point.
Over years of research in audio engineering and suggestive therapy techniques. Before I begin the demonstration, let me first give you just a brief explanation of the transliminal technology so that you'll have a better understanding of why this is such a significant breakthrough.
The commissars would be impressed with. So why are we there? Well, here I have to speculate. So far it's been fact. But my speculation is roughly this. Turbulence in the Balkans. Turbulence in the Balkans, no matter of what kind it is a threat to the interests of rich and powerful people.
Amazing underground Martian cities, a planet of wonders, both scientific and human.
The Low Countries crushed, Holland, Belgium invaded, the beginning of the long horror they were to endure.
Okay. Try again.
Adam Newton. Still and forevermore. Just a DJ named Joe, along with all the others here, war-torn Europe, the smell of toxic gas, hugging the ground, along with the rubble of our identity as a modern people. Whatever. 90.3 FM. WZBC. Such as and whatever it all means today. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Friendly over-the-counter, generic, non-drug, straight out of, separated, but still a part of all that is natural and holy in this world, even though it is fully and federally against the law of our land. In your world, today. Going all two. If we're allowed to. Seeking permission throughout. It's not really what the show's about tonight, however. The show's about a very serious, deadly, soul-deadly serious subject tonight. On the internet also, for foreigners, behind the lines, on those human machines substituting for fully touching the face of God. Instead, you get to touch the face of the internet. It's with a plural. Billions and billions of pages of make-believe visions telling your mind once and continuously you are lost in the wilderness of the unnatural and unholy. But thinking otherwise, and otherwise yet again, bringing it all full circle today, where we're taking and putting apart the whole friggin' thing. Up to a while ago, part of a plan, now on our own. On our own now. It's kind of cool, I think. Taking together and putting apart the dots so to show ourselves there's nobody home. Except the man and the Miz. I hope you're home, brother. And sis.
Vitamins and minerals, they range from A to zinc.
A new study released at a recent meeting of the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists.
Take your time now, really set yourself. Remember to bend your elbows a little.
Mean. So then you have to make them think that they should be doing more.
It's also been made into an opera.
Me, it's really good. It's good for me when I'm stressed out.
Then you don't need financial security. One of the ideas of prosperity consciousness is the willingness to start over again from nothing.
representation storytelling in the news.
There's a technical name for this. It's called tough love, which is sort of appropriate. It means love for the rich and tough for everybody else. Another term for that is the free market, you know, which means plenty of protection for us, but you guys accept market discipline. What about, to go to the other extreme, say Cobb County, Georgia, interesting place, represented by Newt Gingrich. So there's no tough love for Cobb County, Georgia, not at all. Well, maybe there shouldn't be if you read, again, Pulitzer Prize winning correspondent of the Boston Globe, David Shreveman. He explains that Gingrich is really a pretty nice guy. He's not like these bad guys who think we ought to get rid of government and so on. Gingrich, he says, is the nation's leading champion of independence and of the solitary entrepreneur. Okay, that's Newt Gingrich. Well, the biggest solitary entrepreneur in Cobb County is Lockheed Martin. Very high up on that's the highest employer, way high up in Fortune 500. That's a recent merger of two major taxpayer-funded corporations. I mean, they're private in the sense that the profit is private, but they're public in the sense that the payment is public. It's known as conservatism sort of thing. They were merged recently. Lockheed and Martin Marietta were merged into an even bigger corporation. And in order to help expedite the merger, the Clinton administration gave them an extra $1 billion of taxpayer funding. And then to kind of sweeten the pain for the, you know, executives who were involved in the merger, they gave them $30 million in an extra subsidy, including $8 million for the new CEO. They were feeling, you know, kind of tough to undergo this merger, so you need a little bit of love, taxpayer love on the side. Well, that's the way it works. Welfare for corporate America.
Found a strong association between gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, and the use of anti-inflammatory medications.
For Georgia's Bank, from the Northeast Channel to the Great South Channel, including the waters east of Cape Cod, to the Hague Line, this afternoon, variable wind, 10 knots or less, becoming south 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Tonight, south to southwest wind, increasing to 15 to 20 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet. Banshee 5.
Thank you.
is a hoarse voice in the dark that croaks, "Beware, beware, beware."
Like aspirin and ibuprofen.
Just ain't no good. I think that's well understood. You can see it everywhere you look. People just ain't no good. We were married under cherry trees, under blossom we made our vows. All the blossoms come sailing down through the streets and through the playground. The sun would stream on the sheets, woken by the morning bird. We'd buy the Sunday newspapers, never breathe a single word. People, they no good. People, they no good. People, they no good at all. The seasons came. The winter strip, the blossom bare. A different tree now lines the streets, shaking its fists in the air. The winter slammed us like a fist. Windows rattling in the gales, to which she drew the curtains down, made out of her wedding veils. People, they
that the nature of news gathering has to change. It may mean that the very notion of news has to change.
She's only recently there are dirty suit in front of the camera. In film school, they taught us how to hide behind it.
Ich bin ein riesiger elektrischer Generator. Ich liefere Ihnen Licht und Kraft und ermögliche es Ihnen.
I know that when I put it in my mouth, the matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious.
Ich bin Ihr Diener und Ihr Herr zugleich. Deshalb hütet mich gut. Mich, den Genius der Energie.
Plan decisive blows against Nazi Germany. A preliminary of stupendous bombing. The Allies won control of the sky.
Protecting your dog from winter weather is hardly barking up the wrong tree. Here are some hints to help keep dogs warm and their noses cold.
Right arm straight with the left elbow. Check your aim again. Then whenever you're ready.
That he leaped into eternity. Marty had a great saying that more people are in church on Sunday in America than are in all of the sports activities that week.
Her body looked like her.
Look, irrespective of director, even.
Do you wish anything, madam? I didn't expect to see you, Mrs. Danvers. I noticed that the window wasn't closed.
Well, George Barnes, I've admired his work, too. He did sort of romantic work, wonderfully imaginative and just great-looking.
This is the bra that I vacuum clean the house in, I mop the floors, I dust. This is my honey, you gotta tuck it all in and strap it down because you got things to do bra. This is my 2-hour bra because it is so extremely uncomfortable. And only very special people get to see this. I would go grocery shopping in just this bra. This is my cleavage bra that I wear out at night and it makes me feel incredibly sexy.
Yeah.
you believe that her body looked like her?
You think we've all gone crazy?
You do this all the time?
Whenever I can. I find it deeply satisfying.
You do this all the time?
Two songs. I mean, when you referred to 21, you said you sang two songs. So in effect, I mean, doesn't that suggest it is part of 21?
Well, somehow it is. It is part of 21 that there are two songs, but somehow the first song I can sing a line, and that's part of being 21 is singing that line. The second song is not supposed to be sung, I guess, somehow.
Believe that we are seeing things. Why are you trying to do that?
Provide proper shelter for outdoor dogs. This means an elevated structure with a door and dry, clean bedding material.
Around Boston, Norwood skies were mostly clear with a temperature of 57. Bedford skies were partly cloudy with a temperature of 55. Beverly skies were cloudy with a temperature of 54. West and south of Boston, skies ranged from cloudy.
You're not a thief.
You have no idea. You think that's all I stole? I deserve to be in jail.
You're the most honest man I've ever known.
Supposed to be flies on the wall, observing, documenting everybody else.
Best man I've ever known.
Provide adequate fresh water.
I was in a car the other night, and it was like a limo type car, and this guy had a panel, a TV panel, an LCD on his dashboard, that one showed him the GPS system, showed him exactly where he was driving.
Exciting beauty.
You stopped
still object to my proposal?
To destroy these people and all the people in the world as well? Yes, I do.
No, he was going from one place to another. They gave him directions.
We were taught how to use other people's lives as material for our stories.
High school class as a high school experiment.
Check your dog's ears, tail, and feet for frostbite.
How do the machines really know what tasty wheat tasted like, huh? Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe what I think tasty wheat tasted like actually tasted like oatmeal or tuna fish. That makes you wonder about a lot of things. You take chicken, for example. Maybe they couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like, which is why chicken tastes like everything. Why chicken tastes like everything.
Whenever I can, I find it deeply satisfying.
Identify with him. Oh, I definitely identify with him, and I identified with Mr. Spock.
I know this is easy to say and sophomoric almost, but why don't you, your love is for Jesus. It's not for the Catholic Church.
Sure it is.
It's for Jesus.
No, it's for the, well, it's just, his mystic, well, you Jesus just, is, Jesus is his church. But the people I go to church with are Christ. They are his mystical body.
Potential home buyers are singing the praises of a new kind of home purchasing program.
I couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like, which...
Previous subliminal technology is based on the idea that messages below the threshold of conscious perception are picked up by your brain and recorded in the subconscious mind. This assumption came out of a well-publicized experiment in Portland, New Jersey, in the year 1957, when a Marxist researcher detected unnoticed subliminal messages being brought to the front of the Coca-Cola between frames of movement. The dramatic
shot was aussteigen, out, quick.
I saw a group of SS men standing here, or walking about. The railway trucks were there too. And it took some time for people to get out of the trucks. And then people were grouped into two lines. One was for men, the other was for women with children.
If you say we were making them have 10 children at great psychic and physical and other costs, they will never believe us again. And so we refuse to change it.
And of course, the credibility was the fact that he didn't change. The credibility problem arose from the fact that he didn't change.
Could be experimenting with making new strains of the flu virus.
How's the weather?
Sweetie.
And the more often you're willing to start over again from nothing, why, the faster you can succeed.
You press a button on the panel, then flips to become an AM radio, press another button, an FM radio, press another button, a TV screen. Ted Darcy's exactly the kind of thing that Evan is talking about. I mean, is there a conceptual bridge we have to make for the public here?
Why?
Lovely.
Now, I want you to listen to me.
I'm listening to you, Nancy.
I am not seeing things. I know I saw what I saw. And I know it was turning into you, Jack. All right, now that body that we found.
That flower. Where did you get that?
In the vase with the other
just
flower.
Just stuck in there?
Yeah, why?
Jeffrey gave me one of those last night.
So what?
There was a customer, Mr. Gianni. He brought one of those to the baths.
So what?
Put it down, Jack.
It's a pot with a flower on it.
I could not find that flower in any of the books I looked in.
Jack, put it down.
It's a pink flower, honey.
It could be toxic. Look it. I have seen these flowers all over. They're growing like parasites on other plants. All of a sudden, where are they coming from?
Outer space?
They're not coming from outer space.
Why not, Jack?
They're not coming from outer space, Nancy.
Why?
What are you talking about, a space flower?
In the hearts they bear, they can comfort you, some even try. They'll nurse you when you're ill of health, and they'll bury you when you go and die. It ain't that in their hearts they're bad, stick by you if they could. Oh, but that's just bullshit, baby. People just ain't no good. People, they ain't no good. People, they ain't no good. People, they
space, Nancy.
Why?
What are you talking about, a space flower?
Well, why not a space flower?
WZBC.org on the great artificial tool in the tool sack strapped around your home chakra. Blow your waste. Translate all English on this show into backwards Latin, then retranslate with the appropriate 90 degree displacement. That ought to do it for you. Don't forget the displacement. Otherwise, something very, very scary could happen. You'll be in the strange, strange land, actually, seemingly, instead of being right next to the strange, strange land, seemingly, specifically, but with an extra displacement unit, with its appropriate displacement, which you cannot forget. Then you'll be, as they say, beside yourself. Now, for myself, that's all I know, according to the direct party line seeming reality. Now, I have gotten other communique through other channels and through much practice with inter- and extrapolation, basic common sense, logic, streaming. And of course, the parallax view, along with all the other tricks of the trade here in the human experience. I've been able to place myself and with a little help from a good friend, very well displaced that they are, I have been able to place myself, and just recently. And this is good news. In fact, with a little help from a friend of myself, very good news. Whenever I want.
Surprisingly, many modern Americans consider certain ancient words when giving gifts. According to the Apostle James, every good and perfect gift is from above.
Couldn't have said it better if I had said it through an intermediary. Brings us full circle today, which is a good part of the circle to be on if you've got to have the circle in your life.
It's happening now.
Now, I myself particularly like that. But I'm not from around here. I'm just passing through. And don't confuse what I say with what anyone has said, because there's a lot of charlatans out there, a lot of would-beers, do-gooders, and just plain tourists. And you know, the pure tourist is the best version of a citizen that we've got today. And we have the illusion today of actually thinking that there are a lot of people around here. You see it in our cities, in our mass communications, and even on the internet, whatever that is. You have that feeling. I've had it myself. It can be very reassuring, even if you know the truth. But don't be fooled. What if I were to tell you? But I have to correct myself. I need a different tack. Because if I were left to steer the ship myself, wouldn't be very popular. I would go directly into irons and stay there for quite a while and go round and round. Minus the round part. Because after all, here in time space, the imitation is usually far better than the other version. I dig it. Knew you would. But I'm not from around here, and I'm not around here now. I have to say that because there are people listening and I don't want to be miscommunicated. That's a dangerous and very, very scary, scary thing to do. Trust me on this. I've been doing this for a long, long, long time. And even though I'm here at the DJ named Joe, generic DJ outstation, I know what I'm talking about.
Now, a survey found many people believe a Bible makes the perfect gift.
Metal ships.
I've never expected metal ships.
It is dying. If this ship ever leaves here, it may well be our last chance for survival.
Come on.
so many things. Some I kept, some I just... I can't even remember all the things I stole.
Soon you'll be able to fax, phone, and surf the web at the same time without multiple phone lines.
I think I understand what Evan is referring to, and I mean, my version of the problem is that I have too many devices. And
so 80% and more just don't believe him on that subject.
Yeah, but
he was trapped, that he felt he could not preserve the aura of the papacy if he changed on something like that.
Okay, but I thought that's just what I said in the beginning, which is the notion that they fear to change because they think it will erode their credibility.
Yeah, sure.
Trying them on their friends. That's crazy, right? I mean, that's... not something we would ever want to do, but the technology is advancing so quickly and personal computers are so powerful.
The first rule of Fight Club is...
Everybody talks like hippies and acts like they're in the Sicilian mob. I'm tired of it.
Metal ships.
I've never expected metal ships.
Look, there's bound to be other ways they can get into our systems.
That's right. They could be getting into us through touch or through their fragrance.
We would never even notice it, not from the impurities that we have. I mean, we eat junk and we breathe junk.
Take the little package of pudding or applesauce and eat a couple of teaspoons, make room to put the medicine in and stir it.
According to the study, a majority of Americans want to grow spiritually.
In 1983, I was telling the story of Filipino sugar cane cutters. In 1984, I was in the highlands of Peru, filming the story of women whose husbands and fathers disappeared in the brutal counterinsurgency war. In 1985, it was Guatemala, and so on and so on.
I find it deeply satisfying. So I'll just describe as best I can my own.
the interior process underneath these kind of decisions, external decisions of joining the group and taking chances, was to focus at night. Usually, when there was time, I would focus on, you know, the events of the next day and how could I possibly, you know, get through these things with minimizing, you know, any kind of losses. We were under pressure in the East Coast at that time. The East Coast resistance was under pressure, both from the military police and the civil police.
Reacted to things, so I got down into the chutes with my camera and took pictures through the chutes to get a cow's eye view. In fact, that was going to be the original title for my book, but somebody in the marketing department didn't like it very much. and got down there and looked through the chutes, and I began to see the sort of things that would bother the cattle: a shadow, a little thread out of place, any little thing, a coat or hat hanging on the fence, and see the things that would make them balk.
Well, you've really devoted your life to creating more humane conditions for animals and more humane, pain-free ways of slaughtering them. Do you feel like you empathize with cattle?
Well, I know how cattle feel, and a lot of people, you know, when they think about the slaughter plant, all they can think about is, well, the cattle have got to know they're being slaughtered. Well, the things that scare the cattle are not the same things that we worry about. There's several slaughter plants in Colorado. I go, you know, visit them fairly often, and at one of them, the cattle don't like a little chain that's sometimes hanging down in the chute. They'll watch that little chain. I was at the plant one day and a train went rushing by, and the cattle were much more scared of the train than they were of going into the slaughter plant.
And 61% would appreciate getting a Bible.
Tell me, Craig, why do you love puppeteering?
Well, Maxine, I'm not sure exactly. Perhaps it's the idea of becoming someone else for a little while, being inside another skin, thinking differently, moving differently, feeling differently. Interesting, Greg. Would you like to be inside my skin? Think what I think. Feel what I feel.
Maybe they couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like.
I find it deeply satisfying.
And then eat it quickly, drink this vodka mixture, which they apparently had mixed up, and then lay back and rest quietly.
I performed an earlier, more conservative version of this lecture at the Poetry Academy in Vienna last year. I was invited to go there and actually teach a group of adult students about songwriting. But first they wanted me to give a public lecture. The subject I chose was the love song, and in doing it, I mean standing up in front of a crowd of people and teaching, lecturing, I was filled with a host of conflicting feelings. The strongest, most insistent of these feelings was one of abject horror. Horror because my late father was an English literature teacher at the high school I attended back in Australia, you know, where the sun shines. I have very clear memories of being about 12 years old and sitting, as you are now, in a classroom or a hall, watching my father, who would be standing up here where I am standing, and thinking to myself gloomily and miserably, for in the main I was a gloomy and miserable child. It doesn't really matter what I do with my life, as long as I don't end up like my father. Now at 41 years old, it would appear that there is virtually no action I can take that does not draw me closer to him, that does not make me more like him.
And then eat it quickly, drink this vodka mixture, which they apparently had mixed up. Package of pudding or applesauce. And eat a couple of teaspoons to make room to put the medicine in and stir it. And then eat it quickly. Drink this vodka mixture, which they apparently had mixed up. Or applesauce.
Doing the same thing.
Certainly it brought a lot more people from the hinterlands out into conditions.
Western languages, but it's still staged from time to time. It's also been made into an opera.
Lights, camera, prayer. Modern missionaries are plugging into electronic media in surprising ways to spread the gospel around the globe.
A Japanese opera?
A Japanese, in Japanese, yes.
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself.
marvelous as she starts with that winter light. It's her fragrant body that's doing that. And when she says it oppresses, she's just making a joke.
That if we wanted to, we could do that. And that technology might well be available, say, in a college. And that is very troubling because not everybody is sane.
Question is, once he was dead, why didn't he get the hell out of there?
I solemnly swear that the testimony you shall give and the cause now pending before this court shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Instead, he proceeds to touch the dresser, the sink, the doorknob, and the nightstand.
So what does the bed have to do with it?
In 1972, it was against code to have a hotel bed 2 feet from a door that opens inwards, 7 feet from a fish tank or a lava lamp, or 3 feet from a radiant heater. Imagine, if you will, a bed longer than this one and a heater over here. That wouldn't clear 2 feet. Much less 3, and no inspector would let that pass.
They are establishing television and ministry centers in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, India, Europe, Southeast Asia, China, and the former Soviet Union.
At 41 years old, I have become my father, And here I am, ladies and gentlemen.
The Japanese are very, very keen about opera. There is a Japanese opera company, a Western-style opera company.
Yes, I believe they put on Madame Butterfly, haven't they? Yes. The real cast.
They did Madame Butterfly with the puppet theater.
Where they're coming from. But I know, I feel as though I've been poisoned today.
From people who read the same literature, communicate with each other, and go to the same joint therapy sessions.
There must be some truth in it. And we hear the same story time after time after time. After time after time.
Much less three, and no inspector would let that pass. Which means... Craig and me have moved the bed.
Oh, I see. So you're proposing that he busts in the room, sees her standing there, shoots her twice, moves the bed.
Something like that.
Why would anybody do that?
Hello? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out some physical evidence that Cragen might have taken from the crime scene that he gave to his daughter years later so that she could blackmail Stark. I'm trying to figure out what is absent.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Looking back over the last 20 years, a certain clarity prevails. Amidst the madness and the mayhem, it would seem I have been banging on one particular drum. I see that my artistic life has centered around an attempt to articulate an almost palpable sense of loss that laid claim to my life.
The work is done under the guidance of CBN WorldReach, an initiative of the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Figure out what is absent.
Like a heft of cathedral tunes. They oppress and they don't. All right. It's possible that the fragrant envelope that surrounds some men or women brought up in an ugly modern city may wither.
That is very troubling because not everybody is sane. And defense is much harder than offense, so it's very, very hard to figure out. We don't know how to defend against...
I'm 55 to 65. Tonight's mostly cloudy.
Giving a memorable gift at the last minute can be a lot easier than people realize.
That's a funny name, isn't it? WEEGEE.
He got it, I'm told, because somebody said, well, that guy acts as if he were propelled by a Ouija board. Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah.
Assaults were devastating. Air power struck incessantly at Hitler's war industry. The Nazi monster died hard and had to be smashed into submission.
Let alone imagining that all sorts of people would be making these things in just their bathroom.
If that is so, nature would seem to such a person to be dead.
Dial again. Dial again. Dial again. Dial again. Dial again.
Read the same literature, communicate with each other, and go to the same joint therapy sessions.
Same story, time after time after time.
The merchant of images, selling and buying in the big media market.
Blow these limits of physical sensation.
which means that little or none of the message content ever reaches your brain.
Jack cannot regulate his heart rate, blood pressure, or breathing. There's a whole series of these. I am Jill's nipple. I am Jack's colon.
Yeah, I get cancer. I kill Jack.
After fighting, everything else in your life got the volume turned down.
What?
You could deal with anything.
Fight anyone, who would you fight?
Fight my boss, probably.
Really?
Yeah, why? Who would you fight?
Fight my dad.
I don't know my dad. I mean, I know him, but he left when I was like 6 years old, married this other woman, had some other kids. He like did this every 6 years. He goes to a new city and starts a new family.
Look, you're shutting up franchises. My dad never went to college. So it's real important that I go.
That sounds familiar.
So I graduate. I call him up long distance. I said, Dad, now what? He says, get a job.
Same here.
Now I'm 25. Make my yearly call again. I say, Dad, now what? He says, I don't know. Get married.
What leads up to this time of peace, when there is no peace, is what leads up to the return of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ, the Lamb of God.
That's just what they is. You can do whatever the fuck they want to do. They come down here, oh, we're going to do this to you. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. They come behind your back. Fuck that nigga. Leave his ass down there. They killing us, man. I'm telling you, man, they killing us.
More sounds, got a lot of sound, can unwind it all, or save some for another day. Radio at a Newton. Gary Geiserman right here. You know that guy, he's on this show every freaking week. On this station. This station. This. You are that for now, till the show's over. Then God help you, my friend. Just trying to keep you out of trouble for a while. If you exist, that is. I don't want to be presumptuous. Take any license. Speak in circles upon circular cliches. Box you in. Go down that bowling lane alley, that synaptic canal well traveled, sometimes to your own chagrin. Or for myself, I've had a facsimile too. I'm actually attempting the real thing soon. If I can pull it off. And join in down here. Under the deep body of fluid. Liminally containing this thing with that amniotic fluid, which there seems to be a lot of. But I've been quite literally beside myself for a long time now. I think I remember the point of departure quite well, actually. Performed some preliminary magic. Getting it ready. I like to remove certain consonants so I sound like I have soul. But I'll tell you, man, I don't even have spirit. I am an original fax man. Now, this has been done before. Some of you may have done this yourselves. But it isn't a very popular thing to do. But that's the kind of thing I like to do. You're allowed to choose. Pick it out. Try it on. Hold on a minute. Just like that. It's like a pick-a-chick. You want it well done, rare, or raring to go? I could disguise it. I could oblique it. But I have been beside myself and didn't know it. You know how that is. This human combat game can be pretty surrounding, pretty whole. You know what happens in a whole game. You try to get out and they pull you back in. Except they do it all at the same time. And you and they is the same thing. Well, you can do the math. Comes out to 0 minus 0. Or plus, times, limit, or any of those other highfalutin modern man things they got going today. And the modern mind emotion circus in the sky twirling around us, putting us in prison of the limbic inside the vortex where it don't move, like being under the gun. The gun pointed at you, point blank. Brother Springsteen style. A good man in a tight place. And this holism is one tight mother place. Need a mother for this one. Anyway, it was good practice for what I'm doing today. Exploring the technology of the circle. It's the new thing after we get rid of the dots and dashes we're all very fond of today.
problem for all these subliminal tape manufacturers is that if the signal is well within the audible range of stimulation, it sticks out of the audio matrix designed to mask it.
Gonna watch that. WZBC.org and the great cobweb in the sky. Currently are indeed in the consumer marketing sector, allowing us to see the workings and underpinnings of the gears and the levers of the torque drive of the machine right in full view, full bloody sight, instead of hidden away in the military, academic, industrial complex. So we get to see the Microsoft ball of wax a-spinning right in full view in the first ring with the seals, with the rings, the elephant.
Boing, boom, chuck. Boing, boom, chuck. Boing, boom, chuck.
You can check out the WMBR dot whatever website for a lot of radio stations in the United States.
Generation of men raised by women. I'm wondering if another woman is really the answer we need.
It all began to change for me when I made the media itself the subject of my story, examining how it covered the great famine in Ethiopia in 1982. Before our eyes, a great human disaster was transformed into a television industry.
That I was out there all alone. Spacecraft, as I look back, you know, space station mirrors looking like a tinker toy. And I had a feeling of total detachment, and it also hit me gut level. I felt the speed. I felt 18,000 miles an hour, and I felt as if I was falling off a cliff, just screaming with speed. And I did what I think 99% of the people of the world would do. You know, I just grabbed.
Same literature, communicate with each other, and go to the same joint therapy sessions. And arteries, but also their nasal passages, their pupils of their eyes, their ears,
and their hair seems to take on a remarkable lustrous quality, and although this only lasts for as long as they're in the centrifuge, some people become mildly addicted to centrifugal activity, and there are a few houses that have been built that are basically living modules that revolve so that one gets accustomed to living constantly with centrifugal force.
Second rule of Fight Club
non-stop,
is
non-stop.
Finally, though there never is finally, the rich and the homeless were the only groups, not classes, left in the city. In a way, history had proved Marx wrong. Necessity rich, nevertheless totally relied on the controllers of money for patronage. Desire mirror, steep wall, down, Ceylon. Steam heats the inhabitants in the city all through the dead winters. A trust fund had been established for the maintenance of the water pipes when they had first been built. In order to keep his early campaign promise, Mayor X had used up all the trust fund monies. By the end of his third term, the pipes, fallopian tubes, unfucked, unmaintained, wriggled, broke, burst open, upwards, rose up through all the materials above them. Sidewalks and streets, building floors and ceilings, air. Then spewed out, writhing, and looking below them like asps about to attack, spat out asbestos all over all beneath them. In the city, the snow turns to dog piss in less than a day. Since asbestos almost never dies, the mayor had made the asbestos cleanup companies into the most profitable in the city. Two 13-year-olds, female, high on crack and low on Johns, began patrolling 12th Street between Avenues A and 1st. Every time an old woman dotted up the pavement, they broke her fingers and grabbed her purse. Similar incidents commenced happening elsewhere.
Billions of people just living out their lives.
Already judged me before you even knew me by reading the newspaper. What type of shit is that? Uh-huh. People's ain't number full of shit, man. They don't do number set us up. They killing us, man. Talking about the system.
What is the system?
Hey, you wanna know what the system is? Yeah.
That obviously is true.
There was once a time when I naively believed that if you presented a certain amount of common sense and logic to these people, you could change their mind. And what I discovered is there's nothing you can say, there's no amount of common sense and logic or investigation that you can use.
Proper lighting. They won't go in if they can't see high-pitched noise. Sometimes just changing the plumbing on the hydraulic system to get rid of high-pitched noise. Cattle go in much easier.
stared at it, marveled at its beauty.
We were Ozzy and Harriet. But every Saturday night, we were finding something out. We were finding out more and more that we were not alone.
Sea of nothing, scattered throughout it, in every part of it, they begin to grow. The universe has begun as one space, one shimmering bubble, and it continues turning and turning in order to turn into one, once again. This universe is a shimmering bubble of free will, floating in a torus of space-time. Of space-time. It is a shimmering sphere that seems to function as a dimensional hologram.
Negative, and it belongs to the man who wrote that note, the third man, the killer.
Diane, it's 11:55 p.m., approximately 19 hours since the shooting incident, which nearly caused me to make a premature purchase of the proverbial farm.
I'm dog-tired. A man can only go so long without submitting to a period of rest. For as we know from experiments conducted on American GIs during the Korean War, sleep deprivation is a one-way ticket to temporary psychosis. And I'm working on a three-day jag. I got so goofy last night, Diane, lying here wondering whether I was going to live or die, that I thought I saw a giant in my room. Perhaps that's a story I'll save for another time. This is me, Dale, room 315 at the Great Northern Hotel, signing off.
who build and design this park are transcendentalists. To them, Central Park is a place to become one with nature, to focus on trees, to scintillate with grass, to stare into one another's eyes. No sweating allowed in the original Central Park, no perspiration of any kind. Anyone you see congregating for the baseball game on the left, bicycling, rollerblading, jogging, they are not historically accurate. Anyone you see lounging in the sun, having a picnic, or kissing, they are historically accurate.
Speed. I felt 18,000 miles an hour, and I felt as if I was falling off a cliff, just screaming with speed. And I did what I think 99% of the people of the world would do. You know, I just grabbed on for dear life, white knuckle terror, you know, fear, overwhelming. And mumbled to myself, not good again, which was one of my expressions I used a lot on Mir. You know, and then I told myself, hey, I got 5 hours of work to do. I've been training on the bottom of swimming pools for the last 6 months before the flight, and I'm going to get this job done somehow. I tricked myself. What I did, I looked down.
Years later, so that she could blackmail Stark.
I'm trying to figure out what is absent.
Something happened in here. I mean, something that involved him touching the dresser, touching the sink, touching the doorknob, and touching the nightstand, and probably moving the bed.
Or they would say, it has nothing to say to us. They would say, it has nothing to say to us. Or, its information cannot be quantified. Or, the Romantic movement was just a backlash against the Industrial Revolution. You understand what I'm saying here, that when the Industrial Revolution came and the fragrant envelope started to wither, then the Romantic movement came with Keats and Wordsworth and all of that to strengthen it again. Wordsworth declared that for some people, the wounds that the Enlightenment had brought, namely the collapse of religious feeling, had caused the person's identity as a child of God to disintegrate.
Have you been out today?
Yeah, I walked to town.
I go out at night, I like to go to a place called Barlow's, which is this country bar and tavern. It's about 2 miles out of Woodstock. It really hasn't left the 60s. There's very dark green wood paneling. A lot of the men are dressed in flannel. It's a working class bar, though there are a lot of artists, writers, such there. What they have in common is that they drink and that there are no women around.
Holographic photography operates on similar principles as traditional photography, yet in more sophisticated ways. Rather than exposing the film to ordinary light, holographic film is exposed to laser light, to a laser light that is both aimed at and reflected onto film. This laser light, a singular beam of intense light, is split in what is called a splitter. Part of that light, a piece of that light called the reference beam, strikes the film. It strikes it like a billion ball bearings striking a still pond, creating ripples wherever they hit, ripples that extend and run into and counterbalance each other, creating an interference pattern. The other part of the beam has been split off and is sent in a different direction, where it hits an object which is the focus of what you want to photograph. It bounces off that object and is reflected back to the film, but from a different angle. This light also hits the film like thousands of tiny, billions of little tiny, ball bearings. Upon this already disrupted piece of film, the reflected light creates its own rippling energy. To the naked eye, holographic film looks like a bunch of ripples, big ripples, little ripples, some more intense, some less intense. It looks like an interference pattern, like a mishmash, like nothing at all. Chaos.
Couple of teaspoons, make room to put the medicine in and stir it. And then eat it quickly, drink this vodka mixture, which they apparently had mixed up, and then lay back and rest quietly.
Have given up pleasure. feels good in here, Greg. It's better than your wildest dreams.
Used to be that when I came home angry or depressed, I'd just clean my condo, polish my Scandinavian furniture. I should have been looking for a new condo. I should have been haggling with my insurance company. I should have been upset about my nice, neat, flaming little shit. But I wasn't.
Basic premise of cybernetting any office is make things more efficient.
Monday mornings, all I could do was think about next week.
Can I get the icon in cornflower blue?
Absolutely. Efficiency is priority number one, people. Because waste is a thief. I showed this already to my man here. You liked it, didn't you?
You can swallow a pint of blood before you get sick. It was right in everyone's face. Tyler and I just made it visible. It was on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Designed to be a perfect human world where none suffered, where everyone would be happy. It was a disaster. No one would accept the program. Entire crops were lost.
Some of these skills that we've been talking about to see if you can actually communicate with these people who actually might be on your side. Is that clear? And again, let's not have physical contact with this. Let's just see if we can do it on another level. So when I bang the drum, start, and when I bang again, stop. Ready? Everyone know what you are? Before we discuss it, what I want you to do this time, if you were the janitors, you're going to be the protesters. I want you to think for a moment about what your partner might have done that worked and see if you can build on that. And this time, If you were the protesters last time, you are somebody who simply needs to walk down this street, get to work, and you don't understand why you're being blocked from being able to walk down the street of your own city and what these people are doing here. Again, no physical contact. Everyone clear which you are?
Well, I was the person who's trying to get through to go to work. And my partner, I was just really upset and, you know, felt like this was such totally impeding my daily life when I had nothing to do with it. And he looked at me at the end and just said, you know, this is really nothing compared to what millions of people are going through and, you know, all around the world. And it just, I mean, it made me think about it. I know I'm not the average trying to get through person.
Part of our movement. We don't want this stick and drop anyway. Stay with us. We'll take care of each other.
These things, then you just attack me right now. So some of you are still human.
The situation was getting rather hot, and this concern of mine was not, you know, just a kind of idle paranoia. It was quite based in reality. Intuitive experiences as a result of my own musings.
I don't want to be your sex object.
Now, what we have to do is get tears out of her.
And that's a fact.
Punk ass, damn, that fake ass judge, punk ass prosecuting them faggot ass lawyers, that all of them. Talking about the system, the police, homicide, DEA, FBI, all of them.
Probably somebody else could have moved it. Come on, there were only two of them. Him.
Exactly.
I don't want to be your sex object. You turn me on, then you forget.
Right after the Ouija board.
But they spell it differently.
Well, I used to spell it O-U-I-J-A, but I changed it to W-E-E-G-E-E to make it easier for the fan mail, which I sometimes get.
Well, the reason they said he was like a Ouija board is because he's psychic. He can pick up crime where there are no indications at the moment. He'll just go to a spot and... There's a feeling inside him, isn't that it, Ouija?
That's right. I can sense it. I hover around the neighborhood knowing something is going to happen.
You're just perfect. I don't want to be your sex object. I've had it up, and that's a fact.
Exactly. You need to talk to Stark. We got a few questions for him.
quiere?
No, no, no. No.
Si quiere?
¿Por qué?
No. Quizás.
¿Por qué?
No. A lo mejor. Another dream. A murder had been committed. The trial was in progress. I prosecuted the case myself. The evidence, a cup of vinegar, some thorns, fragments of wood, a few nails, and a pair of sandals, lay on a table in the courtroom. I cross-examined four witnesses. Each presented damaging testimony against the defendant who, wearing a black hat and a kaftan, studied a legal tome. But it wasn't the defendant's scholarship that disturbed me. Rather, the jury, a motley group of shamans, sorcerers, prophets, and holy men, each one awaiting trial on charges of murder himself.
Why? Maybe, perhaps. Yes. Maybe, perhaps. Yes.
July 9th.
You're not somebody I could get interested in, Craig. You play with dolls.
Puppets, Maxine. You see, it's the idea of being inside someone else's skin and seeing what they see and feeling what they feel.
Yikes.
It's just that, well...
mailbox lists. I've got a home phone. I have a work phone. I have a home cell phone. I have a work cell phone. They all have their own mailboxes. They all have their own address lists. Then I've got my computer for work, my email account there. I have a home email account, again, with separate address lists. So the challenge is to take all these different lists of things and bring them together in a way that's meaningful for someone like me who can actually spend only so many hours a day updating address lists.
And you have a cell phone that won't work in Europe either. Well, right. And a European cell phone won't work over here.
Right.
Program, entire crops were lost. Some believed that we lacked the programming language to describe your perfect world, but I believe that as a species, human beings define their reality through misery and suffering. The perfect world is a dream that your primitive cerebrum kept trying to wake up from. Which is why the Matrix was redesigned to this, the peak of your civilization.
Well, when I'm stressed out and I need to calm down, you know, take out the Z and just, you know, puffing it for a few minutes, and you know. It gets me nice and smooth, you know, nice and calm.
You know what happens when it's singular? It copies itself time and time again, but in different seeming dimensions, just a stage along the way. Whose ultimate product? Butter. Very valuable commodity today because the globular dimensions, the cholesterol molecule performs certain valuable functions. Sort of greases the skids, if you will. Helps ease the change in altitude. Which is a 90 degree displacement of horizontal speed. Thus to maintain the illusion complete. Without a tear in the fabric. It's been happening more and more lately. And thus working in opposite intentions of the whole of society. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, currently on the point of delivery here at the underground bunker of generic over-the-counter media displacement. For our certain niche, our sideband carrier of the flanking phalanx movement, as designed many years ago by that great German military philosopher, forget his name, which can be confusing. And next week it'll all happen again. And again.
On Silver Mount's eye.
Week will come by and will happen.
Ruin.
And then again. But I don't have to describe these interfacings of logic and common sense with the actual workings of the holistic illusion of the human experience.
Spinning like crazy.
Now, it might be easier if I jumped a ring or two and came back at you with a different invectored phalanx. With displacement, of course, goes with the territory. But, you know, whoever said it was easy and that you could get everything you wanted, and that dad was a good dad and taught you well how to live in this world. Well, it certainly wasn't me. I'm just trying to get out of my own way. But there are certain laws in New York State I don't have to go into all of it. Let's just say that in a holistic universe, you can try to get something done. You can try to adapt to a, some would say, a difficult situation. And you try to adapt. You think you've pulled it off. You've used one of the categories well within the human experience. Goes on. The news is good. I would convey excited emotion right now if I had wider range. or if I hadn't adapted so long ago to a certain kind of a dilemma. Not unlike drifting in space, away from the pod. Certain laws in New York State, they are circular. And I would be working on circular technology right now, but in a certain triad of layers, putting one arm out whilst moving the other arm in a displacing kind of a posturing, like Tai Chi of the psyche. Like dreaming of falling in love with a dancer, perhaps, or walking according to the laws of certain semi-contemporary Israeli philosophers, studying the effects of countervailing adjustments to the adjustment. And you can't let on that action is really inaction. Passivity is really very, very active. And that a woman scorned is not to be fooled with. Rip your throat out, Jack.
Sans électronique. L'art politique. À l'âge atomique.
Flowers in and have them analyzed. This is the only thing we know. There's something here.
Now, they could start getting into our systems and screwing up our genes like DNA, recombining us, changing us. Oh, of course, this is just the same way those rocket ships landed thousands of years ago, so those spacemen could mate with monkeys' necks and create the human race. It's happening now.
Oh, the other thing was, why did you kill Clarissa?
I met her my sophomore year. I was 19. And she was 25, I think. From New York, living in Cambridge. I met her at a demonstration. I have never seen anybody like her. She let me walk her home, and she kissed me for the first and only time.
You know, you can just skip right to the part where you decide to kill her.
Watch yourself, Arlo.
Mr. Stark, please describe the circumstances surrounding your contracting her murder.
After that first night, I was hooked. I was like an addict. And finally, she didn't want to see me anymore. And I guess I got a little obsessive. In my last year of graduate school, I met my wife. And after I graduated, we moved back here. We got married. And I went to work with my dad at the company. And I had all but forgotten about Clarissa. Then in 1972, we'd been back about a year. I got a letter from her. She was here in Portland. The letter was a threatening letter.
What was it?
I don't think that makes a threat of difference.
Mr. Stark, what did the letter say?
She was accusing me of something.
She want money?
No.
She wanted to ruin my life. I knew no jury would ever convict me. I was convinced of that. But I couldn't take this kind of publicity, nor could my family. You can imagine. I saw my whole future flash before my eyes.
So, you hired Craig and Vincent.
He said that for $5,000, he could solve my problem. And that's all I know about the subject, officer.
So, what's in the safe deposit box?
A tape he made of our meeting, audio tape. My hiring him. Our names as clear as day.
So, why didn't you just destroy it years ago?
Because I don't know where it is.
Go on.
Well, about a week after he gets caught, a man shows up at my house in the middle of the night and tells me that Cragen expects me to bankroll his defense. Through a middleman, obviously. And he also wanted money for his family. And then he played me a copy of this tape and said if I refused, he would turn the tape over to the police. He then gave me a key to a safe deposit box. Said at the end of 25 years, when Cragen got out, or if he should die, I would be given the location of the box. And in the meantime, I'm to hang on to this key with no lock, and our friend would hang on to his lock with no key. Well, what would you do? Someone is threatening you like that or blackmailing you like this. What do you do?
I don't know. It's never come up.
Well, imagine it. Imagine some opportunistic piece of bird shit has got a way to compromise you. What do you do about it? Because you can't buy silence. You can only rent it. So if somebody has something on you, they're always going to have it. So the cost has no ceiling. And the fear has no end. That's why some knowledge, some information, it's like a terminal disease. It's contagious and it's fatal.
Hale Bopp's approach is the marker we've been waiting for, the time of the arrival of the spacecraft from the level above human to take us home to their world, the literal heavens. Our 22 years of classroom here on planet Earth is finally coming to a conclusion, graduation from the human evolutionary level. We are happily prepared to leave this world.
Oh, you know what? The puppeteer told me he loved me today. I know I can't think of anything more pathetic. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
The Broadhurst Theater, please.
Hey, say, ain't you that actor guy?
Yes.
Yeah, John, John, don't tell me, Mapplethorpe?
Malkovich.
Malkovich, right, okay. Okay, yeah, I thought you were all right in that one movie.
Thank you.
And one for you played a jewel thief?
I never played a jewel thief.
No? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you.
Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is,
every morning they were led into the courtroom, chained together. Sat in their chairs, mumbling, deep in thought. They had the wasted, faraway look of fanatics. To make matters worse, the judge seemed to have withdrawn into his own world. Every few minutes he would look up, inquire as to the correct time, ask to be reminded of the general nature of the case before him, and call a recess to have the plastic bag attached to his body flushed out. The attending nurse rolled his wheelchair from the room. That night, at the dinner table, I didn't know what to do. I was trapped in a nightmare. The case was hopeless. The months of interviews, of compiling evidence, of exhaustive research had been in vain. I sipped my soup and ate two spongy dumplings. After swallowing them with difficulty, I bent over to pick up the napkin that had fallen from my lap and noticed my father sprawled in the hallway between the bedroom and the kitchen. His pajama pants had been drawn down to his ankles, and lying beside him were a pair of pruning shears. I could barely stifle my laughter.
live with no passion at all, other people's passions come into glaring relief.
About. There aren't any good guys. You realize that, don't you? I mean, you realize there aren't evil guys and innocent guys. It's just a bunch of guys.
What were the poor to do? Mayor Absolavol does not want to be daddy. The father of the second kind of man, just as the man had been entering puberty, had abandoned his wife. This wife, unable to accept or recover from loss, tried to render her son unable to leave her. Now the son loves to save people, especially women. As soon as a female accepts his offer, he believes that she's putting a contract out on him, and he walks away. This man is an artist. The mayor had overdeveloped his heart, the artist his mind. In just his first term, Mayor X had made New York into the city of art.
Absolutely, Doc. Yeah, I'm just about to close up. Want to meet at the pig? 20 minutes? Cool. Bye.
Hey, I'm splitting for the day, puppet man. Lock up for me, okay?
Don't you want to know what happened to me?
No.
Please, this is important.
Better be.
It is. There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sounds great.
I'm the greatest private investigator in the world. But I really hope that you've heard me. You should not have come here. See you in there? If I walked in there right now, would Mr. Zero be happy to meet me?
All right, that's it. Throw down your arms and come up with your guns out. Mr. Radio is not only in the building, he's prepared to take over the world. He told me this earlier. I didn't believe him then. I'm not so sure. Now, New Metaphysics will return on a doubly recursive loop. That's the loop that is loopless, seamless, requires special set design and choreography to present itself in public.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
This can be arranged. It will happen. without introducing the man needing no introduction, all the cosmic tumblers and all the secret time-space interleaved recursive chambers of the human heart. It seems as though it's time for that man, and I believe this illusion of action happening now.